Driver who plowed into sheriff trainees in South Whittier released. South Whittier, California. The man suspected of swerving his SUV into a group of law enforcement cadets on a training run in South Whittier, injuring 24 of them, was free from custody November 18, with sheriff's officials citing the extreme complexity of the investigation and the need to continue gathering evidence. Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez, 22, of Diamond Bar, was released from jail shortly before 10 p.m. November 17, according to the sheriff's department. He had been in custody on $2 million bail on suspicion of attempted murder of a peace officer. In a statement, sheriff's officials cited the extreme complexity of the investigation, which includes ongoing interviews, video surveillance review, and additional evidence needed to be analyzed. Homicide investigators, along with California Highway Patrol investigators, will continue to pursue all evidence relevant to this matter until a thorough investigation is complete, according to the Sheriff's Department. State law only allows authorities to hold a suspect in custody for 48 hours unless criminal charges are filed by prosecutors. That 48-hour window for Gutierrez, who was arrested hours after Wednesday morning's crash, was set to expire Friday. Sheriff's Deputy Miguel Meza told City News Service that investigators want to be sure that we have a more complete and accurate case to present to the district attorney. At the scene, Gutierrez is accused of swerving his Honda CRV into a group of about 75 law enforcement cadets who were on a training run around 6:30 a.m. Wednesday in the 10600 block of Mills Avenue, near Telegraph Road, just blocks from the Sheriff's Stars Explorer Academy Law Enforcement Training Center. Sheriff's officials said the group of recruits was running in columns northbound on the roadway when the southbound SUV swerved to the opposite side of the road and plowed into the trainees, leaving a trail of injured bodies that Villanueva compared to a plane crash. The SUV then slammed into a light pole, which was knocked to the ground. The vehicle was reportedly going about 30 to 40 miles per hour at the time, authorities said. A law enforcement vehicle was behind the runners for traffic control, but there was no vehicle in front of them. The first runners managed to avoid being hit by the oncoming SUV, which plowed into those behind them, authorities said. Villanueva said the most serious injuries included head trauma, broken bones, and loss of limb. Further details were not released. All told, 25 recruits were injured, 5 with critical injuries, 4 with moderate injuries, and 16 with minor injuries. One of the critically injured recruits was on a ventilator, Villanueva said Wednesday. The recruit who was on a ventilator was taken to St. Francis Medical Center, and the recruits with the worst injuries were taken to UC Irvine Medical Center, officials said. Villanueva said the training class included recruits from the Sheriff's Department and various other law enforcement agencies, and those who were injured included 2 each from the Bell and Glendale Police Departments and 1 from the Pasadena Police Department. The rest were all Sheriff's Department trainees. The recruits were in the 8th week of their 22-week training program, Villanueva said. Neighbors told reporters at the scene that recruits often run in groups through the neighborhoods near the academy. The Los Angeles Times, citing an anonymous law enforcement source, reported that marijuana was found in the driver's vehicle, but it was unclear if he was actually under the influence of the drug at the time of the crash. Villanueva said Wednesday the driver was not drunk, with a breathalyzer test finding no indication of alcohol in his system. Various reports indicated that authorities served a search warrant at the driver's home Wednesday night. The Sheriff's Relief Association, which provides aid to department members during times of crisis, is accepting donations from the public to support the injured recruits. People who wish to donate can write checks payable to the Sheriff's Relief Foundation, with Class 464 recruits on the memo line, and send them to the association at 11515 Colima Road, Building B, Whittier, California 90604. Officials' comments. Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger said in a statement Wednesday, she was shocked to hear that a driver plowed into a group of young Sheriff's Academy cadets during their morning training run. These individuals represent the future of law enforcement. They have incredible courage and my utmost respect for wanting to serve their communities, Barger said. I'm tracking this incident closely. It's senseless and tragic. From the bottom of my heart, I am hoping no one was seriously hurt. Supervisor Janice Hahn called the incident a tragedy on so many levels. LA County has been making a concerted effort to recruit new deputies, she said. These men and women answered our call and were training this morning when they were struck down. I want to thank the LA County firefighters of Station 96 who heard the crash and rushed over to help, and the sheriff's deputies who responded to the scene. Their quick work to transport the injured to hospitals saved lives this morning and is a testament to the strength of the county family. I'm praying that the futures of these recruits have not been cut short today. Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement, "Our hearts are with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's recruits injured this morning while training to serve their communities. Jennifer and I send our best wishes for their recovery and stand with their loved ones and colleagues at the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department during this difficult time."